In eTech 530, Constructivist Strategies for E-Learning, I got to learn exactly what I wanted to learn about using constructivism in e-learning. I'm particularly interested in e-learning 2.0, and constructivism lends itself perfectly to that. So, I'm really glad I took the course. It was not easy. There was a lot of difficult reading, particularly with non-searchable PDF files, which makes it hard to take notes. So that's something that I learned that I will never do to any of my students when I develop online or blended courses for them. I will give them readings that are not non-searchable because, again, I felt very, very constrained by the fact that I had to waste time trying to figure out how am I going to get notes into these ridiculous documents that don't allow you to put notes directly into them. Anyway, the problem got solved one way or the other, and I was able to get decent marks on the assignments and enjoy the actual learning that was really what it was all about. A big part of it were the discussions that were taking place among the different members of the cohort. Now, this was a relatively quiet class, but that's okay because I've been in very busy classes where people are chit-chatting all the time and really not saying much of any substance. But in this class, whatever was posted was very substantive and very helpful, and so I think it enabled all of us to do very well. And of course, once in a while, our professor would come in with some excellent comments that would help to put things in the right perspective. The course itself is just an amazingly designed course with, you know, stations that you can visit and learn about different types of learning, problem-based, project-based, etc. And there's also some good information on how to evaluate constructivist strategies for e-learning. So overall, it was well worth the time. And I really enjoyed taking this course.